Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us on this Friday morning, bright and early, with the gang on the porch ready to do their thing, is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle Warren. All right.
Good morning, Captain.
They're there. Yes, they are. All right.
Everybody.
All right. Yep, they've added a few. There's a few that have been added. All right, thanks, guys. Okay, thank you. There you go. Okay. They had to all dash back inside again. There's a little rain coming our way. By the way, we'll get into something here in a minute, because we've got to let the people know, our good friends that listen to us in New Orleans and Mobile, our affiliates there, they probably have already heard about Ida. We're going to tell you a little bit more about Ida. Now, Kyle, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed under traditional Judeo-Christian values. Now, what I said about Ida, Kyle, is we have a tropical depression. It's the one that's been hanging out there that everybody thought was going to go to the Yucatan, but it stayed in the warmer waters and is coming down the slot, we call it, the Caribbean Sea, not being disrupted by anything. And it's going to skirt the western end of Cuba, not the mountains, the western end of Cuba, and it's making a beeline for New Orleans, and it looks like Ida, Tropical Storm Ida, which is what it now is, it looks like it's going to be a major Category 3 hurricane come Sunday and Monday, striking New Orleans almost dead on.
That's exactly right, Captain. They looked for landfall in the area west of New Orleans and east of Lake Charles sometime Sunday afternoon or into the evening, and we understand that residents there in Louisiana can expect, get this, a storm surge of up to 11 feet.
Yeah, and
15 inches of rain.
And to my friends there at Lake Pontchartrain and right there in Slidell, that means you guys have got to get the hell out of Dodge, because you can't stand that kind of water. You know it, and I know it. So start making your plans. Start heading for higher ground. This is coming. No joke. It's coming right at you. Mobile, you could be getting some of this, too, possibly even Pensacola, but depending on how far it stays over to the middle of the bay, we'll see what happens. And by the way, you know what's going to happen now?
What's that?
They're going to shut down the oil rigs out there, because this will be a major storm,
yes.
And the price of oil, if it hasn't already done so, will jump.
Yes, well,
gasoline,
exactly,
too.
Right. Yeah, but don't wait. Don't wait is the message there. Yeah.
All right, well, let me see here. We've got Mike on a telephone from Clearwater. Let's go right straight to him. before we do what we're going to do. Okay, Mike, what's on your mind?
Okay, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. It's been an awful day yesterday. You know, I'm convinced that every day that we're under this president, or President Biden is in office, we are just not safe. I said the other night, or what was it, last night when I called, that I'm convinced that another 9/11 type thing is, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. These people are now emboldened. We pretty much look like, you know, weaklings. The whole world is pretty much laughing at us and talking about what fools we are and how we spent gobs of money and you know, countless numbers of lives lost and nothing to show for it. And I got to tell you, Kyle, if we can get through the next 3 years of this administration without nothing major happening, knock on wood, I hope that's the case, but I'm going to consider that to be very lucky because things are not looking good. So what do you think, Kyle? Thank you so much.
Well, I think Mike might have been listening to our program last night, Kyle, but we certainly tackled this. We're going to tackle it again tonight. That's part of what we're going to do. But and I'm going to use an expression, folks. I don't mean it literally. Joe Biden politically is a dead man walking. He is done. He is finished in politics. And if there's anybody that thinks that he's going to get his agenda through right now, they're out of their mind. Because all people are talking about, wherever I've been, whether they've been in the military or not, is the 13 servicemen that were killed yesterday and the 18 more that were wounded and the 72 civilians that were killed and the 100 or so that were wounded.
Yes. And I just like to say, of course, it's so heartbreaking when we saw the news and saw the death toll continue to rise, 13 U.S. servicemen. And, Captain, you know, it's men like that and women who join the forces and go overseas. They make it possible for us to say the pledge every night. That's, you know, how much they provide for us, and we just recognize them. But, you know, one something that Mike said about Joe Biden, just as he was talking, I continue to see in my mind's eye that image of Joe Biden putting his head down while getting a question from Peter Ducey, and that the look of defeat on Biden's face. And when he did that, I think that said it all, Captain.
Yeah, hold that thought. That was an embarrassing moment for the country and for the President of the United States to look like as if he had given up. Confidence didn't reign with that. And what a shame. What a shame. We'll be back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Lots to talk about tonight. Your calls are always welcome. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I will. Thank you very much, Kyle. By the way, I've been telling you now for a little bit more than 6 years about Relief Factor and the success that I've had with it because of what it does for me. And the truth is, I know that there's millions of people out there all across the country and around the world that struggle with some kind of pain. I know there is because I see them every day in my travels. You see them, too. Now, maybe it's from exercise or just getting older. Maybe it's from an old injury they've had, whatever it is. But I'll tell you what, I'm impressed so much with Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team, because they are on a mission. And the mission they're on is to get people out of pain so they can get on with their life. Now, they're on a mission, and they're doubling down on that mission. They want to literally double their total number of happy customers this year through the rest of the year. And I believe they're going to do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, any kind of pain at all, even general muscle aches or pain, then I'm suggesting you order the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor. Still discounted to just $19.95. That's about a dollar a day to see if they can get you out of pain. And then, after that, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. Just go to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And sign up for the 3-week quick start. You got nothing to lose but pain and everything to gain. Relieffactor.com/captain. It works for me. It'll work for you, too. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Before we go on here, I want to mention that the Capitol police officer was identified yesterday, the one in the shooting. He was the black lieutenant. We heard the guy was a black lieutenant. His name is Michael Byrd, and he's the one that killed Ashley Babbitt. We'll get into that discussion probably next hour, but you had something you wanted to say, too?
Well, that's right, Captain. As we were watching the coverage of this and seeing the photographs and so forth, I wanted to ask you, because you know a lot about this kind of stuff, and, of course, what we saw where these Marines were, they were along this wall. Now, there's a sewage drainage ditch that's right there by the airport.
Correct.
And the people are standing in the sewage in the drainage ditch, and they're helping some over the wall. But we know that there were these warnings that there was an imminent attack. We know that just from the news reports. But they, of course, on the ground would have also had, I think, more comprehensive threat assessments. What did they not do, or what were they kept from doing, do you think, that that allowed this terrible tragedy to occur? Because it seems to me they would have beefed up security in some way, shape, or form.
Well, the outer ridge of security was the Taliban's responsibility. That's where they were. They were on the outer ring, the furthest away from the airport. And they were supposed to do the initial assessment. Now, they obviously missed whoever this was for whatever reason. But then this particular individual, the suicide bomber, got to the Afghan forces. And the Afghan forces missed this guy, too. They didn't check him. They didn't search him. They didn't nothing. And in he came. Now, when he detonated the bomb, and this was what was astounding to me, when he detonated the bomb, it looked like he detonated the bomb about 15 feet away from the first group of Marines that I saw standing there in a picture just before the picture went wacko. And the picture was also recorded by the Taliban, or I'm sorry, by the ISIS-K group. They put it out in the form of a tweet along with a picture of this bomber. And It was just unbelievable. There was no preventable body searching or anything like that. Again, wearing a bomb, wearing a suicide bomb, it's not like you got this big thing on underneath because they wear loose clothing. But there's got to be, you got to search the people. You got to do random searches.
Right, right. Well, again, you know, we've been hearing all day, too, about the idea, and I think a lot of people are pretty hopping mad. Joe Biden evidently trusting the Taliban basically to provide that outer ring of security, and the Taliban coming out and quote unquote condemning the bombing. But I don't think anybody's buying that at all.
Well, they condemned the bombing and the deaths of the citizens, but not the deaths of the Americans.
Right. It's just
that was
really
what I gathered out of it real quick.
Well, it just the whole idea that somehow our fighting forces are somehow at the mercy of whether or not the Taliban checkpoints are administrated correctly, this is simply just unacceptable, I think, to the American people.
Well, I know that everybody I ran into yesterday, the phone calls I was getting, the text messages, the emails, all that I was getting, from regardless of what side of the political spectrum they were on, it didn't matter. Yesterday, we were all Americans. And I do mean yesterday we were all Americans, and we're all Americans again today. And what we have to do as a group is we have to take the bull by the horns and start getting involved at the national level. Now, you can do it locally, but you've all got a telephone or somebody, or some. If you don't, somebody near you does. You got to start calling these members of Congress and tell them we are watching you. And I'm talking about your congressman, your congresswoman, and your senator. And I'm going to give you the numbers again. And veterans, I'm asking you to step up. I'm asking you guys, you men and women veterans, to step up and get involved. And I don't want to hear, my vote doesn't count. You said, if you don't get involved, you don't even stand a rat's ass of a chance of getting anything done. So here we go. The number for your congressman or woman, 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. 3121. One more time. 202-224-3121. 3121. That's the Congressional Switchboard. Give them your zip code. You will get your congressman or woman. If all you're able to do is leave a voice message, then do that. If you can't leave a voice message, then find out what the hell their address is and send them a card or a letter or something, anything. But get involved and let them know you're watching. Then we've got our senators. The number for the senators, the Senate Switchboard, is 202-225-3121. That number again is 202-225-3121. One last time for the senator, 202-225-3121. Same thing. Give them your zip code, you get your senators, and we got two of them, so you'll get your choice of two to talk to. And if you can't leave a message with one, leave a message with the other, whatever. But let them know that you're mad as hell, and you're not going to take it anymore, and you want something done. And by the way, if you want Joe Biden removed as president of the United States, tell him that, because there's a movement afoot right now to impeach Joe Biden or to have him removed under the 25th Amendment. There is a movement afoot right now that's starting to pick up a little bit more steam, but they need more people behind them so more people will get involved. Maybe that's what it'll take. I don't know. What do you think, Kyle?
Well, I do think that the congressional representatives and senators, they know that the political winds are changing very, very dramatically. So they are going to listen to the constituencies, I believe, especially when they see on their televisions the Joe Biden that we saw yesterday at the podium.
Okay, we got a caller here. Let me see. Okay, I believe I know who this is. 60 seconds, Todd in Tampa. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. If the great Rush Limbaugh was alive today, he'd get up, he'd say the following. There's only one solution to this problem, and that's the removal of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the reinstatement of the true winner, Donald John Trump. That's what he would say. And that's the God's honest truth. The guy's a national security threat and disaster, and he needs to be removed ASAP. Okay, and it's a disgrace what happened, and you know they try and say this is a disgrace to America. No, this is a disgrace by the Biden administration. This would never happen under Trump. Nothing like this ever happened under Trump. Okay, and this administration is a total disaster and a disgrace to themselves. Not to the American, because we're not a decision, but we can't make these decisions that are purposely made against the will of the American people and against our soldiers, against our own military. These guys, they hate God. Don't you think they hate us? Hello, McFly, wake up. Okay, he needs to be removed. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops and stand up for our Lord and Savior. You preachers, get off the bench and get in the game. Peace.
All right, thank you, and that's Todd in Tampa. Short and sweet, Kyle. Here comes the music. We're going to go to break, and when we come back, more. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. Mike Gallagher's going to take us to break. We're going to tell you about Glenn Beck. There's a story about him. He's gotten about 5,000 people out, but he's having a little bit of a problem right now. So, Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, I'll be right back with more right after this break.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun? Let me tell you all about
it. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden delivered a message to the Islamic State that took responsibility for carrying out twin suicide bombs outside the Kabul airport in Afghanistan.
We will not forgive. I will defend our interests and our people with every measure at my command. We will not forget.
He said he doesn't regret his decision to withdraw U.S. forces by the end of the month.
It was time to end a 20-year war.
Biden said he's ordering military chiefs to present a response to the attack. U.S. Central Command General Kenneth McKenzie said more attacks are possible.
We have other active threat streams, extremely active threat streams against the airfield. We want to make sure that we've taken the steps we need to take to protect ourselves there. Our focus is on that.
He said the U.S. is working with the Taliban on the mutual goal of getting U.S. troops out of Afghanistan by August 31st. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kyle. And we'll get to Kyle in a minute here. This portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at his MyPillow.com company. Now, he's going to be in Orlando for an all of faith pastors breakfast that they're having on the 15th of September. Retired Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin will be there, too. He was a former Special Operations Commander back in the day and a legendary career that he had. You see him on TV every now and then. He's going to be there along with Mike Lindell. Now, Mike Lindell and his company, MyPillow.com, you know the story behind him. He had quite a business going with all the brick-and-mortar stores where they were selling his product, and then they booted him out because of his political views, and he was stuck with, well, what do I do now? Well, what he did was he started up his website, MyPillow.com. He created a radio listener specials page where he's got just insanely reduced prices. I mean, you talk about deep discounts. Holy smokes. You can really save some money. And all you got to do is go to the page, the Radio Listener Specials on MyPillow.com, click on the logo link that's there, and when it asks you for the promo code to get the ridiculously low price you'll see on all the products that are listed there, use the promo code CAPTAIN. It's that simple. Now, if you want to talk to a live person, you can do that too by calling 800 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. They'd be happy to answer whatever questions you have or explain the great radio specials to you and how that works. But again, MyPillow.com is the website. The radio listener specials button that's right there takes you to the special page. You'll see everything that's there, 18 to 20 items. Use the promo code CAPTAIN or give them a call at 800-641-5459. You'll be glad you did. They've got a lot of great things there. And Kyle is, let's see, did you get your Giza sheets yet?
Well, I'm looking at all these colors. That's the thing. And so
I
decide on that, it's hard to decide, but the promo code CAPTAIN and saving 50%, well, that's the kicker right there.
Well, I got gray.
Uh-huh.
I just figured that was a little, I don't like, you know, everybody gets white, right, or whatever. I got gray. I just said, well, okay, fine.
Very cool.
I took care of that. It goes along with the red blanket, so there you go. So I got gray and I got red, and then I got the my pillows, which, of course, are white, but the pillowcases that came with them were gray.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. But anyway, Glenn Beck, who hired some planes to fly people out, he got a little bit more than 5,000 people out of Afghanistan, and he was having problems with the paperwork with the State Department. For some reason, the State Department was just being a pain in the ass to Glenn Beck. They weren't working with him at all, and he had legitimate people to get out that were on the list that we just talked about that the Taliban's got. And the updates he's now delivering from the Middle East are such that the State Department is actually standing in the way of the rescue of these people to take them somewhere other than where they're at. And he's not telling us where they're at. So what the hell's going on here?
Well, you're right, Captain. What Glenn Beck is doing now, he is in the region. He's not in Afghanistan, at least he said earlier, yesterday, but he is in a nearby country in the region. He has helped to get some 5,000 Afghan Christian converts out.
Yep.
And now this is very, very important because, as we know, what happens to the Christians is that they will set them on fire.
Yes.
That is a grisly thing to say, but it is a reality of exactly what the Taliban does. And so, yes, he's having a lot of problems with the State Department. He said they've been thwarting him. He does not want to disclose the countries to which some of these other refugees and people that are getting out of Afghanistan are going to go to. They're trying to get deals with those countries to allow them in, but he doesn't want to say because he does not want the U.S. State Department to try to put the kibosh on it. This is very, very serious stuff. And this is one of those examples, Captain, of somebody trying to do something to save people who are marked for certain death, and a horrifically bad death as at that.
Yeah. And according to Politico, U.S. officials gave the Taliban a list of names of American citizens, green card holders, and Afghan allies to grant entry into the airport. Now, it was kind of blown off by the State Department and the administration as to, well, these were the people that were the first ones to leave, and it wasn't any big deal in this, that, and the other. That's just not true.
You know, Captain, when this began to filter through yesterday, throughout the news day, this was unbelievable. It's being called a kill list. Because
what it is.
Yeah, because are we starting to just now do the groundwork and give it to the Taliban so they know who to kill? This is completely irregular, and it's a travesty. I just can't imagine. Every single time we turn around, Captain, something else is being done that seems to be helping the enemy. This is just ridiculous.
Well, it's like Biden said yesterday, which is ridiculous. We will hunt you down and make you pay. I'm scared. I'm scared.
Captain, I got to tell you, when he said that, it sounded like something that...
It sounded like he was going to sleep.
Well, yeah. Well, it sounds like something he's just going to say because that's what he's expected to say.
Yeah. Well, if I had said it, it would have been something like, we will hunt you down and we will make you pay. That's the way I would have said it, with force, instead of sounding like you were going to go to sleep.
Right. Well, guess who's watching very closely?
The Taliban.
Taliban, Moscow.
And ISIS-K.
And ISIS-K.
But let's talk about ISIS-K for a minute, because I'm going to get more involved in that in the next hour. But ISIS-K and the Taliban, they supposedly don't get along. Taliban doesn't get along with ISIS, right?
Well, the thing is that the ISIS-K people evidently broke away from the Taliban because they weren't Taliban-y enough for them.
Yeah, but they're back.
Yes, they
they're back because this is the enforcement wing that's more lethal, if it's possible to be that way, than the Taliban because of the ruthless measures that they do.
Right. But, you know, the old adage, the enemy of my enemy is my ally. This is, again, the Taliban can condemn it from now until the end of time, but nobody believes that they think that that they are completely opposed to what ISIS-K was able to do.
And I was watching General McKenzie yesterday, the commanding officer of CENTCOM right here in my backyard, trying to dance around the fact that we're trusting the Taliban to do something. And he admitted, of course, that there was a failure of some sort with the security, but they failed to provide the level of security that they said they were going to by allowing this suicide bomber to get through. But ISIS said, and this is ISIS. ISIS said the attacker was able to reach a distance of no less than 5 meters from the American forces. That's about 15 feet.
Right.
Who were supervising the procedures for collecting documents from the hundreds of translators and contractors in preparation for the evacuation from the country. Then you know what happened after that.
Yes. Well, the upshot of what these attacks, these two different attacks, by the way, and presumably there could be more, but this is sealing the fate of those people in Afghanistan who helped us, the Afghan partners, as they're called, and, of course, American citizens that are there. The fact that the president also, in a very weak tone, said, we will get you out, you know, later on? People just aren't buying this anymore.
Yeah, we're going to leave them behind, but we will get you out.
Well, we'll get you out.
I'm
sitting there in stark disbelief.
The second we leave, the Taliban will be all over the city looking for these people.
That's right. How are they going to get them out? All of our people are going to leave.
Yep.
To say these things, knowing that it's not true.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And a majority of the voters don't trust either President Joe Biden's administration or the news media to tell them the truth, imagine that, about the situation in Afghanistan. And most think it's worse than what they're being told, the whole situation going on in Afghanistan, and I happen to agree with them.
Well, you're exactly right. Exactly right. And they know, Captain, that, again, when the president tries to divert the narrative to, well, we don't want to stay in Afghanistan, and I made the decision to leave, yada, 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 they know that that's just a smokescreen. And they keep trying the same old thing over and over again. And I think, Captain, is driving people further and further away from Biden.
And, of course, to repeat something, Vice President Kamala Harris has canceled her Newsom campaign stop appearance. So that's not going to happen. She's rushing back to the White House.
Yes, she is. And, you know, Captain, I just can't imagine what she was doing over in Vietnam to begin with.
A little trade deal.
Yeah.
A little side money deal. She's trying to get in on the money deal over there, too, probably. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, again, 202-224-3121 for the Congress, 202-225-3141 for your senator. All right. Hang in there. We're coming right back with more.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's...
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the the Sunny Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty, and thank you very much, Donna Fiducia and Don Newen up there, Carrollton, Georgia way. And, of course, when you see those big star coaches, the big coaches with the movie stars and the country western acts and the rock and roll acts in them, that would be Don Newen's bus company that he owns for the transportation for those guys and girls. All right, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J out there. Join them and become a member of the Drivers Club and get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, the supplies you buy in the trucker store. Points add up real quick, and all of a sudden, you'll have like a little floating bank account going on there where you can save money on everything except the fuel, of course. But it is what it is, but you can certainly save money on the supplies you want that you need to have out there on the highway, as well as the food that you can get. All right, well, I'm going to do a little Delbert McClinton now, and this is something called Every Time I Roll the Dice. I roll the dice, and that's a goodie. That's an oldie but goodie there, Kyle.
It really is. That's got a great sound to it.
Yeah, and, of course, that's off a performance he did where he did Standing on Shaky Ground.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. All right, well, let me just read this statement real quick here. The heat is persisting out there in California, IA Way, and out there in Arizona, too. Scorching hot in parts of Nevada as well. But we've got this tropical storm that's going to become a major hurricane called Ida. We're going to talk about that during my part of the weather. But, Kyle, take it away out west.
All right, Captain, we're going to start tonight in California. We have fire weather warnings, of course, up in the northern part of California, Redding. We've got, of course, the Caldor Fire continuing to burn there. Bakersfield, though, along California 99, they're reading smoke right now. So a lot of those wildfires producing all that smoke, certainly having an impact there tonight. We've also got excessive heat warnings. This in the southern part of California. This is going to be in the southeastern part, just coming across the border with Arizona, but it's going to stretch all the way over to the Yucca Valley, over to Indio, Borrego Springs, and we also have excessive heat warnings in southern Arizona, Phoenix, and Tucson. You could have temperatures upwards of 102 to 110 in the Tucson area, and Phoenix predicting up to 112. So if you're coming across I-8 or I-10, you may be dealing with some pretty excessive heat. You also mentioned Nevada, Captain. In Las Vegas, of course, they've also got excessive heat warning. Even Pahrump, Nevada right now, that's in the Kingdom of Nye, by the way, that is 79 degrees right now. And, of course, they're looking at some pretty excessive temperatures during the daytime. Up in Wyoming, fire weather warnings persist there. That means low humidity, gusty winds, high-profile vehicles. Please be careful. An air quality alert in southern Idaho near Idaho Falls tonight.
Wow, that was busy. All right, well, let's move on over here to North and South Dakota and Nebraska. North Dakota, you're looking pretty good tonight. There is some heavy fog across half of Minnesota tonight, right down through the Twin Cities and down to where the rain starts, just below the Twin Cities, down 35, down into Iowa. And a lot of rain in the northern part of Iowa tonight. But we've got a system of some sort that's in the central half of South Dakota and the northern part along I-80 of Nebraska, pretty much all the way across the state over to Omaha, where we've got showers and we've got some flooding conditions, flood watches and warnings up through there. So be careful there. Now, the high heat warning tonight sticks right there, the lower part of Illinois, most of Missouri, the western part of Kentucky, and the northwestern corner of Tennessee. Now, moving across over into the northeast before we head back down again, southern New York, including New York City and Connecticut over towards Rhode Island, you got a high heat warning over there today. Temperatures could be approaching 100 degrees in some of the big cities. We got rain in Jersey. We've got rain and fog mixed in southeastern Pennsylvania to include Philadelphia and Allentown. And then down through Maryland, on and off through the Chesapeake Bay, we've got some fog down there. But now we're going to go down to where the rubber meets the road in the southern part of the country. Now, for the Gulf states of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and even Florida, pay attention, because here we go. Tropical storm conditions are expected in portions of the Cayman Islands tonight and in portions of western Cuba, not the mountains, and the Isle of Youth Friday, where a dangerous storm surge is also possible in areas with onshore flow. Life-threatening heavy rains, flash flooding, mudslides are expected across Jamaica, the Cayman Islands, western Cuba, including the Isle of Youth. This is Tropical Storm Ida, formed yesterday. It's going to form rapidly, and it's going to get powerful rapidly. There is nothing to slow it down. It's going to come out into the middle of the Gulf. It looks like it's going to stay in the middle of the Gulf, and there's an increasing risk of life-threatening storm surge inundation along the coast of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, where a storm surge watch is in effect. And literally in Louisiana right now, Lake Pontchartrain, and over there by Slidell, they're calling for a flood surge of what could be 11 feet on top of a high tide. That means you're all going to get flooded over there, especially Slidell. Now, there's an increasing risk of dangerous hurricane-force winds beginning Sunday along portions of the coast of Louisiana, Mississippi, including metropolitan New Orleans, where a hurricane watch is going to be in effect. Now, this is going to be a major hurricane by all indications. And by major hurricane, I mean winds of 110 miles an hour plus. So Ida is likely to produce heavy rainfall Sunday into Monday along the central Gulf Coast, resulting in flash, urban, small stream, and riverine flooding. So please, please, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, start making your preparations now. Do not mess around with this. This is going to be a big-time rainmaker, a big-time surge maker, and a big-time wind maker. You got all three ingredients of a major hurricane coming your way late this weekend and first part of next week.
That's exactly right, Captain. And as you've been pointing out, there's nothing for this to run into.
Nope.
To slow it down at all. It's only going to get stronger.
Yep. It's right out there in the middle of the water with warm water, and it's going to follow that warm water. And we all know what happens in the Gulf of Mexico when there's nothing to stop them. All righty. We'll be back with more Kyle Warren 2 coming up on the Captain's America Third Watch. Remember, it's all about we the people here in this program. We the people. And we're the bosses of Apple.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
You betcha. And it's all about we the people. As I said, we're the ones that are the bosses of applesauce. They work for us. We don't work for them. We'll be right back after the news.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.